Hachette Audio presents The Last Song, written by Nicholas Sparks, read by Pepper Binkley and Scott Sowers.
Ronnie slouched in the front seat of the car, wondering why on earth her mom and dad hated her so much. It was the only thing that could explain why she was here visiting her dad in this godforsaken southern armpit of a place, instead of spending time with her friends back home in Manhattan. No, scratch that. She wasn't just visiting her dad. Visiting implied a weekend or two, maybe even a week. She supposed she could live with a visit. But to stay until late August? Pretty much the entire summer? That was banishment. And for most of the 9 hours it had taken them to drive down, she'd felt like a prisoner being transferred to a rural penitentiary. She couldn't believe her mom was actually going to make her go through with this. Ronnie was so enveloped in misery, it took a second for her to recognize Mozart's Sonata No. 16 in C major. It was one of the pieces she had performed at Carnegie Hall 4 years ago, and she knew her mom had put it on while Ronnie was sleeping. Too bad. Ronnie reached over to turn it off. "Why'd you do that?" her mom said, frowning. "I like hearing you play." "I don't." "How about if I turn the volume down?" "Just stop, Mom, okay? I'm not in the mood." Ronnie stared out the window, knowing full well that her mom's lips had just formed a tight seam. "I think I saw a pelican when we crossed the bridge to Wrightsville Beach," her mom commented with forced lightness.